we are learning Maseches Nida, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. And we are starting from the bottom of Tazayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Abar Dvar Makarish Baruch Hu Soinam. There are four things HaKarish Baruch Hu hates. Va'ani Eini Ayavan, and I do not love it. And Marsha explains why it doesn't say he hates it also, because a person is not allowed to hate another human being. Says Lasisna Asachicha Bilvavecha. He cannot like it, but he can't hate it. Hashem could hate someone, but a person cannot hate another person if he's not a Rasha Gomer. And these four things are not something that makes someone Rasha Gomer. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai says there are four things that Kadosh Baruch Hu hates, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, I don't like them. What are the four things? Number one, Hanichnas Lebeisai Pisaim. If someone walks into even his own house without knocking, walks straight in, and of course his friend's house, he walks in unannounced, that's something Hashem does not like. Hashem hates that. Another thing Hashem hates, someone who holds on to his aver while he goes to the bathroom. Another thing, someone who urinates without clothing in front of his bed, because it's something that's not a nice thing, it's a disgusting thing, and therefore it should not be done. It's not something Hashem hates this. And someone who has tashmish in front of other living things. We'll see, it means dafka human beings. So Gemara talks about the last thing, Mashamish mitasa b'fnei kol chai. Gemara doesn't elaborate on that. Omle Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel, v'afil l'fnei achbarim, Yehuda asked Shmuel, even in front of mice, you're not allowed to have tashmish? Omle Shmuel answer, shimna, sharp one, loy, elegoim shabbeis ployni. No, you're allowed to have mashamish in front of animals, in front of mice. Elegoim shabbeis ployni, there was a certain family, a certain mishpacha yedua, they used to be mishamish with their wives in front of the servants, in front of the slaves. And that is that's something Hashem hates. It's not snias, and Hashem hates that, being mishamish for other human beings. Inu my darush, what was pshat in this family? Because they learned the pasuk, it says, shvu lechem payim mechamar. It says when Avram, Barakei Zitzchak, told his na'arim, one of them was Eliezer, it says, shvu lechem payim mechamar. And we dash from that, Am Hadayim Lechamar, the nation which is Daim Techamar, which is Avadim. And therefore he said, oh, it's not a human being, it's a Chamar. And therefore it's Mutter to be Mishamish for them. Rav Barav Huda Mekar Kesh Zogi de Kilsa. He used to shake his bells around his bed before he was Mishamish, therefore no one should be around. Abba Bali de Divi. He's chased away all his zvuvim. He was extra flimshura sadin. Rav Avuna rang the bell, so no humans should be around. Abaya used to even chase away the bugs, the flies, before he was mishamish. Extra tznias. Rava Bali Pruchi also sent away the bugs and flies. Extra tznias. Abaya Rava Wanoi, which has tashmish, even animals that were mishamish in front of animals. So the Maravaita. Next thing we talk about ruach ra. Certain things that are ruach ra. And these things are not a sakana meteva from nature. It's a ruach ra. It's more ruchistika danger. Om Rav Shem Ve'yachai. Chamisha dvarim hein sha'oisa oisa mischayev nafshu. There are five things. If someone does this, he's chayev misa, which means he causes himself to die. But dar v'raisha, it's his own fault. What are the five things? One thing is ha'oichel shum kalof or botzel kalof or beitza klufa. If someone eats peeled garlic, or a peeled onion, or a peeled egg that was left overnight, or he drinks some drink that was watered down, let's say wine that was mazug, that was watered down, that was left overnight, we'll see, it's dafka in a metal keli. That's number two. Number three is valama vesak faras, someone goes to sleep in a vesak faras. The Gemara is going to explain each one. Number four is Vanoito Tsepono Vizarko Shirabim, someone who cuts his nails and throws into Shirabim. Vamekis Dom Mashamish Mutasa, and someone who gets a bloodletting, he lets blood, and then he's Mashamish Mutasa, also that's something that caused him to die. These are five things that Mashayev and Afshayev Dom and Varoshay. The Gemara will explain each one by itself. The first one is ha'oichel shum kalof or a batzel kalof or beitzel klufa. Someone who eats peeled garlic or a peeled egg or a peeled onion that was left overnight. The Gemara says, "Va'afagav demanchi besilta," even though it's put in a basket, "umetzairi v'chasimi," and it's tied up, but left overnight, it's a problem. Ruach ra shayolam. There's a ruach ra in it. For example, by us, if we have a peeled egg or a peeled onion or peeled garlic, you put it into the refrigerator, it's still a problem of ruach ra. That's only if you don't leave one of the ends on. So if you want to cut an onion and leave half, you have to leave the outer part of it on one end out, like, you know, where there's a little like hair coming out of it. You leave that one end, or you clip possum, you leave the peel on. If you leave the peel on also, it's fine. So this whole issa is the loy shayab ikron. You didn't leave an end, or you didn't leave a klipa. Avo shayab behem ikron, if you left the root, or clip possum, or the peel, less lamba, there's no problem with this ruach ra. The next ruach ra was v'ashoyse mashkim mezugim shavalei en laila. Someone who drinks drink that was watered down and it was left overnight. Amar Huda Mashmuel v'hu shalonu v'kli matachis. It was left overnight in a metal keli. For example, a soda can. If you leave a soda can open, it could be it goes into this halacha. Amar Papa. A clean neser, which is made out of a certain type of earth. Some say it's alum. It's a certain type of earth that's like klimatris. Rav Yechon says the same thing, that only if it's left overnight a klimatris. And he speaks out, a clean neser, klimatris dami. And a clean neser is the same thing like a klimatris. The third thing was Ba'alama Beis HaKfaris. Someone who sleeps in Beis HaKfaris, that's a sakana. Why? Why is he sleeping in Beis HaKfaris, first of all? Kadesh Tishra Lov Ruach Tumah. Like Rashi explains, used to be some magicians in those days that they worked the Ruach Tumah. And where they get the Ruach Tumah from? They went to the Beis HaKfaris, that's where he got the Ruach Tumah. So he's going to sleep in the Beis HaKfaris. Kadesh Tishra Lov Ruach Tumah. Zimdim the Misakin Lay. And the reason why it's a sakana, because sometimes the Ruach Ra, the Ruach HaTumah can make a sakana. So there it's Mishai ben Afshar, Dama B'Rosha, it's your own fault if you do such a thing. The fourth thing is someone who cuts his nails, throws into Shiravim. So today, what's the problem with this? Because the Isha could walk over it and she miscarries because of this. She miscarries. Because the reason is that he's Mishai he gets an oinish for that lady that he caused her to miscarry. He's going to be responsible because he made other people in sakana. And that's dami v'roishoi. So that's what it says. If someone takes nails, throws it to Rabbim, that's a problem. So first the Gemara tries to limit the Isser, but the Gemara is going to be chayzer. V'lo yamaron, this whole sakana is only el shakov gnustri, only if you cut it with a nail, cut it with a scissor. But if you bit it with your teeth, then there's no prano sakana of mubaris. That's the Gemara thinks right now. Another thing the Gemara says, le'amaron el v'shokol du'yadeh dekari, only if he cut his fingernails and his toenails. And that's when it's sakana. And also, le'amaron el legoz mi debasraiv, you didn't cut anything afterwards. Legoz mi debasraiv, you cut something afterwards, less lamba, there's no sakana. But the Gemara says, lahi, all these things are not true. Kula milsa, le'kula milsa kashina, we'choshesh for all these things, someone cuts his nails, even he bites his nails, he throws it, it is a problem. Even if it's not his toenails, only his hand nails. Only his fingernails. Either way, it's a problem of nails. There are three levels said by nails. Sarfon, someone who burns it, is a chassid. That's the highest level. Kaivron, someone who buries it, it's a tzaddik. But he's not a chassid because if he buries it, it could come back up. Someone could dig it up. Zarkon, that's a rasha. And these days, you flush it down the toilet, that's the same level as sarfon because it's not going to come back up. What's the fifth thing of Rav Shimon Vayichai? Haimekiz dam umashamish v'tasu. Someone who's makiz dam, and then he has tashmish afterwards. He's bloodlets, and then he lets blood, and then he's mashamish v'tasu. What's wrong with that? Dam amar, makiz dam, mashamish v'tasu, havan loy bonim v'sakin. Someone who's makiz dam, and then he has tashmish, he has weak children. If the kizush name, if both of them let blood, v'shimshu, when they had tashmish, having loy bonim bali rosam. Then they have even worse. They have children who have like a sheretz in their brains, and that's even weaker, those children. So therefore, that's what it says, the fifth thing, this is something that's chayav v'nafsha, you know, you're causing your own children to be not well, and it's your fault. This whole thing of having tashmish after letting blood is only if you don't eat something. If you ate something in between, less than blood, that will make you stronger and you can have tashmish after that. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the sugya of being mishamish mitasai b'yoyim. Amrav chista. Also lo'il odom shishamish mitasai b'yoyim. It's also to have tashmish by day. Why? Shenema v'haft l'orech kamaycha. Says you should love your friend. My mashma. What do you see anything about mishamish b'yoyim from v'haft l'orech kamaycha? Gemara says, Amabaya, Shema, Yiraba, Dova, Maguna. Since it's by day, it's very light, you might see something that you don't like about her. But this Gana, and Allah, she will become disgusted on you. And that's a chasarn of Haftarech Kamecha. That's one pshat why you shouldn't be Mishamish by day, because you might see something you don't like. Not a pshat, I'm Rav Huna. Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, Be'im Mishamishim with the same Vayim. Another reason is that's a sneers. Yisrael Kadosh. They're not Mishamish to Tasu Vayim. It's not sneers for them to Mishamish to Tasu Vayim. Even though no one sees them, it's just not, that's not sneers. By day, it's made for the night. Omar Rav, my bias awful mutter. If it's a dark house, then it's mutter mishamish by yom. But Talmud Chacham mafel b'ksusa mishamish. Talmud Chacham, who knows how to be mishamish with sneers, he can even cover himself with a blanket and be mishamish, even though it's not a dark house. And the Rambam says it's only v'shas tzayrich gadol that's mutter, even for Talmud Chacham mafel b'ksusa is only v'tzayrich gadol. So now the Gemara is going to try to ask questions on this idea of being mishamish b'yayim. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, one of the options of making b'dika, instead of using two b'dikas for every tashmish, let's say you have tashmish one bunch of times overnight, instead of using two b'dikas for every tashmish, you could check it in between. And it says, how do you check it? You mishamish lo'ar haner, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Tonight, it's a shamish lo'ar haner. So you see a lot of mishamish lo'ar haner in the light. The Gemara, no, ema tivdek l'arneh, you'll check the bedikah l'arneh. It doesn't mean that you're mishamish l'arneh. Toshima, let's bring it out of Raya. Said in the Gemara on top of Tazayin HaBeis, we just learned, Avisha Omru, we just learned in the yesterday's blot, Avisha Omru, mishamish mitasu l'arneh, raising maguna, it says there, it starts with a saying like this, even though mishamish tasu b'yoyim is maguna, still, you should be mishamish b'yoyim and check your bedikah clause. So it sounds like Lab Mishamish Vyoim. So the Gemara, no, Ema Habaydek Mitasoi La'or Haner Reis Maguna. That even this here read the Braisa, even though Baydek a Bedik cloth by the Or Haner is not the right thing, but here if you want to be Mishamish by night and you don't want to use the new Bedik cloth every time, so then at least it's better than anything. It's better than nothing. And the reason why it's better not to check your Bedik cloth La'or Haner, because it doesn't check as well as by day. By day it checks better. But when with the light of a candle, you don't check it as well. So we got to that question also. Toshima, try another question of being mishamish v'yayim. Toshima, the Braitzer says that shall base Mumbaz HaMelech, in the house of Mumbaz HaMelech, they did a few things that this Mumbaz was in the Malchi Beis HaChashmonayim, and Mumbaz was the son of Eloni Malka. So it says, they did three things, and Chazal said, this is very chashev. What are the three things? They had tashmish by day. And they did bedikas with a katan or a nice white wool bedika cloth. And also, they used to be noyig tum v'tayra by snow. And we're going to explain soon. But first, the first thing was what? K'tani Mia, Mishamshim with the same b'yoyim. That they used to have tashmish by day. And we're saying that's a shvach, that's a good thing. So what do you see? You see it's a good thing to have tashmish by day. So my answer is no, it doesn't mean they had tashmish by day. Ema b'yitkim with the same b'yoyim. They check their b'dika cloth by day. How can I mistaber? It makes sense. Because it doesn't make sense that even if you say it's mutter mishamshim b'yoyim, is that a great thing? What's so good about it? It really meant tashmish, maskiros lo shvach. It's such a good thing that we would say this is like praiseworthy. No. You could have said that it's praiseworthy. That's not a raya alone. We changed it, but that's not a raya alone. Because you could have said it's praiseworthy. Why? The agadikash oinashina viganya bape. They worked very hard by day, these Mumbaz Amalek people, and by night they were already tired already. And since they were tired, so then they didn't have the same geschmack in the tashmish, and therefore maybe they'll become misgana and it won't be so good, nice to the wife. So therefore, it might have been a better thing to be mishamash b'ayim. But k'mashma, no, that's usher, and we change it to b'ayit k'mit to say, it means to check the big cloth. Now we're going to explain the other two things about Mumbaz HaMelech that were praiseworthy. The second thing was b'ayit k'mit to say and b'mila p'hava, that they checked their b'dika, they did b'dikas with cotton, nice cotton b'dika cloths. You don't do b'dikas ella b'pekulim, which is cotton, or b'tzemer nokivirach, or wool that's clean and soft. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, but every Shabbos was amri, and erev Shabbos, when is the zman oina that night, is the zman oina for the milchamim. I used to hear him selling, "Man boye pekuli b'nama." Who wants to buy cotton for bread? And what is for bread? Meaning bread is loshon of kiyah for tashmish. And they said, I know what they were doing. Now I have what they were doing. But down on my camera, they're doing. Now I understand. They were selling these cotton cloths in order for them to be mishamish with bedika cloths. Omer Rava, Hani Shachi de Kistne, Mali le bedika. Rava says, these worn out bedika, linen bedika cloths are very good for bedika. Break the Marakasha, ain't he? But Tony Bermanasha, ain't Baitim Samita. You shouldn't do bedikas loy by aid adoim, the red bedik cloth, obviously not a good idea. Loy by chalking out with a black one, because no dam can be seen on it. Also, if loy pished on, you shouldn't use flax. Ela bepkulim, only with cotton, or with semen okirach, or nice wool. So how can you say it's good to use linen? Like Kasha, I'll be kissing. One's talking about the actual flax. Baba Mani the kissing. I'll talking about a cloth of linen. So linen cloth is good. Flax itself is not good. We had a Bryce that says no good. That's talking about the flax itself. Rava says it's good. It's talking about the cloth. But by saying both talking about cloth. Haba Mani the kista. And still, Haba Charati, new cloth, linen cloth is not good. Haba Shaki, but used linen cloth is much better because it's much wider. And the third thing was noyig in tum v'tayra b'shlagim. There used to be noyig tum v'tayra by snow. What does that mean? Tanan ha'asam, went to the Mishnah. Sheleg, ina le'ichel imashka. Sheleg, snow, is not a oichel, it's not a food, it's not a drink. And therefore, it's not a kavot tum, because it's not a oichel. But, chishev alav l'achila, you thought of it, I want to make it into oichel. Still ina metam v'tum v'sechlim, because no one considers it a food. But, l'mashka, metam v'tum v'smashkin. If you have a mind that it should be a drink, then it's with tamim tumas mashkin. Nitma miksasoi, loy nitma kulay. If part of the snow gets tummy that you set aside for drink, the other part does not get tummy. Why? Because it's not one thing. Because it's a bunch of little things attached together. So nitma miksasoi, loy nitma kulay. But nitar miksasoi, if you want to retire it, and the way you retire it, how you matar drink with a shaka? You attach it to the water, and then it becomes like attached to the water, and that makes it tar. So nitar miksasa, if you do a shaka to part of the water, part of the snow, nitar kula, the whole thing becomes tar. Vektamar kasha, go for kasha. Nitma miksasa, nitma kula. You say nitma miksasa, the whole thing has become tummy. Why? Because it's not one structure, it's not attached. And one food can't make another food tummy because it doesn't have a shear. If you make the tar part of it, the whole thing comes tar. If the whole part's going tar, it means the whole part was tummy. Lememra, the nit vakula, must be the whole thing was tummy. Why was the whole thing tummy? How did the whole thing become tummy? Amabaya, it's not shver. You know how the whole thing became tummy? Gunshe viroy al aver taner. You put it over the ear space of a taner, which is a klicheres, and in the klicheres, there was once a bug, or a bug there right now, a sheretz. That tarihida klicheres. The Torah was made on a kli cheres, afilu mole chardel. Even if it's full of chardel, still it's tummy. The whole ear space itself is tummy. Chardel, a bunch of little seeds, they're not attached to each other. Everything becomes tummy, it's in the ear space of the tanner. So the snow was in the ear space, the whole thing became tummy. Now if you're going to ask me, so why has it become tar with ashaka? Because ashaka, the way it works is, anything that touches the mikvah water becomes mikvah water. So each water touches each other until everything becomes mikvah water, and that's why the whole thing becomes tahar, not because it's one structure. It becomes tahar because it each mitahar each other, and that's why it's nitar kulay. So we got up to the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin on base.